important that you've read Mark Joyner's book, The Great Formula, but there's a three-step process. There are many, many details that are wonderful in that book, and I highly recommend that you go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble or even preferably your local independent bookstore and buy The Great Formula. But what you'll find in it is, and he elaborates on this in fabulous detail, is that there is a three-step process that many successful businesses follow. And that process is that first you find a thirsty audience. And by thirsty, it means an audience or niche, a target that is hungry, that is thirsty for the material that you're going to be giving them, for your products or services. So first you find a thirsty audience. You then offer a glass of water using Mark Joyner's The Irresistible Offer, which we can talk about probably on our next teleseminar. And then when they buy that glass of water, you offer them a second glass. And the importance there is in terms of maximizing your opportunity. The most cost-effective thing, and when I say cost-effective, I don't just mean in terms of money. I also mean in terms of effort and labor and a lot of other opportunity costs that go on. But the most expensive thing for you is getting your first customer. So once you have a customer and you've been able to sell them a glass of water, what's critical is to be able to sell them a second glass. And so tonight, Joe Lavery has spent the last 2 months interviewing experts on how it is that they go about selling a second glass. And so without any further ado, I'd love to introduce Joe Lavery. Joe?
Hey, Ben. I'm really happy to be here. I want to hopefully be able to share some really cool information and valuable information, and people will walk away better than they came.
Joe, I want to give a little bit about your background. I was actually surprised by some of the huge credits that are to your name. One of the things that I recently learned was that you were one of the original creators of List Crusade.
Yeah, I'm the first one Telman ever actually, pitched the idea to and told me about his idea nearly 2 years ago.
So in terms of Telman's success, you were there at the very beginning. And for the listeners that don't know, Telman has gone on in under 2 years to build a multi-million dollar online marketing business. It's been pretty impressive, hasn't it?
Absolutely. Telman is, one of my closest friends, one of my closest business partners. And Telman will tell you, if you asked him, he said it multiple times to me that basically I'm the one that trained him 90% of everything he knows about everything, marketing, squeeze pages, conversion. He didn't know how to do anything when I first met him. I met him because I was working with Nitro Marketing, and they were creating a product, and that's how I was introduced to him. And he's got a ton of energy. He had a lot of enthusiasm, like he still does today. And, he's very magnetic. People like him immediately. I like him. Everyone likes him. But he didn't know anything about marketing, so I kind of helped him put the pieces in place and helped him with a lot of things. And,
that speaks a lot to your ability as a teacher. And one of the things that's been truly admirable about my watching your career is what a great teacher you are in terms of helping people take technical skills and actually be able to understand it and be able to apply it in their own businesses. I know that you're a humble man, but does that seem like an accurate representation of one of your chief skills?
I've got my moments. I think I can break down the stuff. And some people try to make it overcomplicated and they're worrying about the wrong things, when if you just focus on the things that make a difference, the things that hopefully we're going to talk about tonight, that would make all the difference. But there are key decisions that you have to make early on before you really get started. I mean, it's not too late. If you haven't made the right decisions and you're already got a business going and it's not going how you wanted, now there's no time like the present to make that change now, better late than never, and move forward from here.
Very good. I'm looking forward to learning about what you've been learning in the last couple of weeks. Before we go too much further, though, I want to make sure that that Michelle Chance is able to join us. She's my cohort in crime here. Michelle, do I have you successfully unmuted? I might not have set it up quite right. She's calling in from a 904 number that isn't her regular one, so I might have actually unmuted
Let's
something.
Let's try that again.
There we go. Hey, Michelle.
There we go.
Cool. Oh, thank you so much for joining us again.
I'm delighted to be here. Hi, Joe.
Hi, how are you? Nice to meet you.
Great. Nice to meet you.
Now, Joe, for the last couple months, if you could tell us a little bit about the kinds of people that you've been interviewing in order to uncover, you know, with my book, Think Two Products Ahead, an unofficial subtitle that I had was the notion about mastering back-end sales. And it was the notion not just about making one sale, but about thinking about the future sales. And I think that if I understand your project correctly, what you've really been focusing on are the people that are experts at the back-end sales. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. People that know the value of a customer, people know that, you know, nothing, you know, one sale is nothing. I mean, you're not going to get rich. You're not going to create the business you want. You're not going to get wealthy with one product. I mean, one ebook, one mini product, even if it's $100, $200, it's not enough. You need multiple products, and that's where the money lies, and that's why you hear the term list all the time. You got to have an email list, but, you know, the more important list that I've kind of discovered from interviewing over and over, I mean, I've kind of known it, but they drill it into your head every single call. It's a common characteristic of all the people that are making the big money, and that is the customer list. I mean, the number of customers you have, that becomes the most valuable, responsive, and basically asset of your whole business is your customer list. So email lists are great, prospect lists, subscriber lists, they're great, but you really want to, you know, focus on building a customer list right away.
Now, when you talk about customer lists and the need to have multiple products, one thing I want to assure our listeners is that the products that they sell don't all have to be their own proprietary products. Isn't that correct?
Absolutely. Tellman's whole call was on that whole premise. I interviewed him. He was the second brain dump session, and we got into how to have a back-end marketing process that's automatic, consistent, reliable, predictable, and certain, and do it without having your own back-end products.
Okay. And in fact, Michelle, I mean, your whole business is based on not whole business, but the majority of your sales are actually products that you've aggregated that have similar themes or utilities, correct?
Right.
And so, Joe, help me understand, how many people have you interviewed and what have been some of the most exciting tidbits of information that you've learned or something that you imagine that our listeners would be able to apply pretty directly? You know, thinking about some of my listeners that probably don't have, you know, some of them have, you know, huge sites that are doing great volumes, and some people are just starting out. So if you could share with us a breadth of different secrets that you've learned, but especially those that might be applicable for the people that are more at the beginning side, is there a particular learning or secret that comes to mind?
Boy, kind of an open-ended question. Let me think here.
And it was multiple layered. I'm sorry. Should have made it more specific.
No, there's so many things, and every single speaker talked about a ton of different ways, but, you know, there's so many things. Like, for instance, there's upsells. Mike Phil Same talked publicly for the first time about his the Butterfly Marketing Manuscript launch he just had 2 or 3 weeks ago in August, and he basically did over $300,000 in sales in 2 days. With a $97 product through ClickBank. Now he's a number one bestseller in ClickBank, and not in a subcategory, in one of the main categories, the top tier categories. And so basically, he talked about that, the strategy, and the upsell process, which was actually a one time offer. Most people have probably heard that term by now, but basically, it's a special offer that you give people after they either buy from you or after they subscribe to your list.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they only have one chance to take that special offer at that price with those bonuses, and it'll never be offered again, blah, blah, blah. You give some reason why,
mm-hmm.
but that's not the point. So basically, he's the one that created one-time offers and made them really famous, so everyone's using them all over the Internet. And so he said, you know, it's time. And, you know, people are seeing those every day, and they're becoming less and less effective because, I mean, not in the whole Internet. I don't want to get the wrong impression. They still work really great in other markets that other than internet marketing primarily and making money. But, you know, they're becoming less and less effective within the community.
Sure. You know, among people that are regular shoppers of information products or things along those lines, they're becoming less effective to those that have seen them before?
Exactly. And so he said, you know, we've got to do something. I've got to set the bar higher. I've got to do something different. I've got to stick out. I've got to make it totally unique. And so what he had done is he created the first video one-time offer. I'm not going to say the first, but the first one that I've ever seen. And it basically talked about the numbers that he got, and he was able to – he was selling the $97 Butterfly Marketing Manuscript from his $997 course, the Butterfly Marketing Home Study course or whatever, that he launched in January. He did $1.5 million in a week. And so he basically extracted out the manual, made it digital. He's selling that as the front-end product now because he revealed that, you know, his sales had gotten slow after that launch. Sure, he made it $1.5 million, but, you know, in the May and June and July, he was frank with me on the call, and he said that he's only averaging 4 or 5 sales that would trickle in each month.
Okay.
So basically, he wasn't profiting from a huge product that was now at $1,500. So his new strategy is to do a lower price one-time offer, get affiliates to promote it, give 70% commissions, and basically he did an upsell to his full home study course, but he did a discounted price of $897, $997 minus the $100 they just paid for the manuscript, one-time offer, because otherwise you'd have to pay $1,500, so he's giving it to them for the lowest price ever, one time only, and he did a video of him pulling up in his car. Gets out of his fancy sports car, or not a sports car, but like a Lexus or something, I'm not sure what it was, and he gets out, smiles, and he says, you know, this is Mike Salsama, I want to congratulate you, you just made one of the best decisions of your entire marketing career, the Butterfly Marketing Manuscript, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and he goes into a little pitch. He's like, now there's a couple more things I want to share with you before you go download it. Meet me inside, and then it flashes into his office. He's standing with the course on the desk. He basically does a pitch about all the different things that are in the course, and it's a, you know, talking about who he interviews and what they talk about, and basically pitches you on the thing, and then at the end of the video, now the video, granted, I hope I'm not getting off track here, Ben, but the video, it was forced. You had to watch it. There was no fast forward. There was no rewind. There was no pause. There was no stop. You had to watch the whole 4 minutes and 40 seconds, at which time it redirected you to the traditional one-time offer style looking page with a re-emphasization of all the benefits, straight copy, all the bonuses they're going to get. And there was the link to order. And so on that, he made a 10% conversion on the from the people that bought the $97. 10% of them upgraded to $897.
Wow.
So right there, that immediately changes your whole profit structure.
In fact, if I can elaborate for a second here, Joe, what you're saying there in terms of those numbers is that that 10% of the people that purchased then equaled the value of the other 90% that didn't. Because they're buying a product that in essence is just about 10 times more in value here in terms of price. And so he literally doubled his total sales by only having that 10% conversion but to a much higher price point item.
Well, that's only because you don't know the rest of the story, Ben.
Ah.
More to it. He actually did much better than that. Would you like me to tell you how?
I would love you to tell me how. I'm going to, before we hear how he...